Sean again.
Hi, Sean. It's Lisa again. So sorry it took longer
Hi,
than you
Lisa.
anticipated.
Happy
Okay.
afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. All right,
Okay.
so we were going to talk about the complete outline of the book. That includes you sharing your brief experiences that you would like to mention in the book. Let me give you a little direction here because as you know that I'm not well aware or well informed about your overall experiences, so I'm not going to be able to guide you in terms of what relevant information is required, but I can give you the initial step or the first step towards providing the information to us. We can start off from your first experience and after you got your degree, what exactly did you do, who did you join, what was your first experience like? Let's begin from there and then you can list out the rest of the experiences to me.
Yeah, sure. So, as I mentioned earlier, I went to college initially up in New Hampshire to become an airline pilot, and I played soccer up there. It was a part of a soccer scholarship, so it was Division II ball. I played universities like Dartmouth, and it was very gratifying. I learned to fly in New Hampshire. Part of my experience of learning to fly is when you soloed, they threw you into an icy cold pond at a lake at the university, which was something I'll never forget. But I went on to go down to Florida, where I attended Flight Safety International, which was a very prestigious, very well-known training academy in Vero Beach, Florida. And then from there, I decided to stay in Florida to finish my degree at a university called Florida Tech, which is up in Melbourne, Florida. I decided to stay in Florida and not go back to New Hampshire because the weather was better and I could fly more. But ultimately, that experience at Florida Tech led me to my first job at a company called Diamond Aircraft, where they were introducing a new type of flight trainer. It was the first composite flight trainer with a Rotex engine, which was kind of like an automotive engine, which is very unique and different in the aviation space. And the airplane was revolutionary because it was a third less to operate. It was easier to fly. So my goal was always to become an airline pilot, and as part of my degree and certificates, getting a pilot's license is very much like becoming a doctor. You have to get your private license, your instrument license, your commercial license, your multi-engine license, your flight instructor license. So by the time I had my flight instructor certificate, I had two choices. I could either flight instruct, or I could take this job at Diamond, which was flying around the countryside trying to sell flight trainers to universities like the one that I went to at Florida Tech. So I did that as a way of building time in order to get my commercial and ATP license, which is your airline transport license. But I also was amazed that there was such a job where you actually got to fly and sell. And throughout my adolescence, I always was a bartender or I waited tables. So I was kind of a quasi-salesman anyway, and I had the gift of the gab. I kissed the Blarney Stone, I guess, and I just felt like this was something I fell into and got very lucky. And from the time I spent at Diamond to 4 years later, I became their national sales manager, had a lot of success selling to flight universities around the country. I was then asked to come approach Raytheon Aircraft and sell Baron and Bonanzas. And the relevance of Baron and Bonanzas is that Bonanza is the longest production running airplane of all time, more than a Boeing, more than an Airbus, but it was a very exciting, very exhilarating airplane. I didn't know there was such a job where you got to sell these airplanes. I just thought people went to the factory and bought them. So I was very lucky that I got to go sell these airplanes in the Pacific Northwest, which was really my first my first assignment away from home, where I grew up.
Okay. So if we talk about your overall experiences, could you list down or maybe highlight these distinctive experiences that you would like to include in the book?
Yeah, I think so. I just need to really segment each experience and I guess I was enlightened by every thing I did during my flying career. And, you know, mm-hmm. I talked about how I've worked in multiple continents, but the early years flying across multiple states and meeting different people from different walks of life, again, even when it had to do with flight training or some of the early entrepreneurs I met, whether it was Orrin Edson, the founder of Bayliner Boats, or, mm-hmm. Some of the other entrepreneurs that might have helped shape the way I thought about aviation. I can segment that for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Do you think you can maybe list them down on your end, brainstorm them,
yep.
or send them via
yep.
email to me? Anything like that would help put a sense of direction in our sessions. Because, you know, then I'll
okay.
have something in writing, and then we'll just go about expanding each one of those, and that will
yep.
eventually lead to the creation of the outline. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right, then I'm going to leave you to it. Once you're ready, maybe
okay.
in a day or two or by the end of the week, you can let me know, and then we'll schedule another session.
Okay. And Lisa, just so I know, what's the best way to – do I just email you, or – because that link that I had, I couldn't really get access to it. And that's the reason why I actually wrote it out on paper,
mm-hmm.
which my handwriting isn't the best. But what's the best way to break this down for you?
Email it to me directly. You have my email address, right?
Okay. Yep, I do. Okay, as long as you're okay with that, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that. So just write down the ideas in bullet form, point-wise, and just drop me the email.
Okay, very good.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time,
Sean.
It was a productive session,
okay.
and I'm looking forward to our next one.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
All right.
Appreciate
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.